It is Wahoo Week here at WEOL, your station for Indians baseball, AM 930 WEOL. We've sent Tim Alcorn. He's traded in the hardwood and the hoops for the green grass of Goodyear. Good morning, Tim.
Yes, but the hardwood isn't far from my mind, Bruce, as much as we're talking baseball here in Goodyear, Arizona. Ironically, sitting right across from me at the media table here in the facility at Goodyear, Joel Hammond, who, of course, works for the tribe in their communications department, but he has also been out all winter long covering basketball for the Chronicle-Telegram. So Joel and I keep going back and forth from baseball to basketball as we sit here this morning, and had a chance to see Joel quite a bit during the basketball season as he was out covering games for the CT, and now I get a chance to see him here in Goodyear along with a lot of other folks from the Indians organization. It is day one of Oahu Week here in Goodyear. Great to be here. Eighth year in Goodyear, Arizona, and I think, well, that sounds like a long time already. And then I talked to a guy like Bobby DiBiasio, and this is spring training year number
38. 37th with the tribe.
Wow.
1 year with the Atlanta Braves down in West Palm in Florida. And, what do they say? Days go long, but years go short, and it's really true. I mean, it's amazing. In the blink of an eye, 38 years in this crazy business, but you know, every time you get to spring training, you just get so excited because of the excitement that's building and percolating for another baseball season, especially this one for us where we expect to be really good.
So what excites you about this baseball team?
Well, obviously we can pitch it like nobody else and we can catch it. That's one thing that developed last year that we went from being an average baseball team defensively to having the second best fielding statistics in the American League. And that's why we were able to play as well as we did to get go from a 7-14 start to have a winning record by the end of the years, because the second half of the season we played really solid defensively. So we're going to pitch it real well. We're going to catch it real well. It's like any other team. There's no perfect baseball teams out there. We're going to be a team that's going to be advantageous offensively, and it'll be a lot of fun to see how we go about doing that.
And it's also going to be a lot of fun for fans to go to the ballpark, and not that it hasn't been in years past, but, boy, some of the things that are happening down at Progressive Field that we've been talking throughout the morning about the scoreboard and some of the other improvements.
Sound
that are
system.
Yeah, just talk about that for a moment as tickets go on sale this morning at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, what are we, 35 days till opening day when maybe Corey Kluber and David Price hook up on the mound, two Cy Young Award winners. What a first pitch to a baseball season. But behind home plate is phase two, all the way out to the Budweiser home run porch in left field. All the phase two of our renovations, phase one out in center field and right field, the corner bar, met with rave reviews last year. So we're taking that, continuing that with new food and beverage options, with Happy Dog and Ohio City Burrito and Cleveland Pickle coming in to the ballpark. Can't wait to show it off in 35 days. And today at 10 a.m., people get an opportunity to dive into single game tickets for all 81 games, including opening day. You get up to 8 tickets per transaction for opening day today at Indians.com. But if you want Rock and Blast, you want the Hall of Fame ceremony Saturday, July 30th, whatever game you circle on the calendar, today's the day you can grab that seat that you cherish.
Now, as much as you look forward to the season, as much as you look forward to being at Progressive Field, I know you look forward to being with Craig and Bruce all year long. Craig, Bruce, here's your first chance to talk to Bobby.
Yeah, we have to talk about when we're going to get started, boys.
Well, there is an email that was sent out on January 16th at 2:30 in the afternoon. I know everybody wants your attention, but it's out there. By the way, Bob, just I want to take you back a little bit to your
be a believer, baby.
I can tell you, that song still resonates because we still are wanting to be believers.
Exactly. Indian Fever, Be a Believer. That was a great tune. That's an absolute great tune. Yeah.
How many different tunes involving the Indians have you heard over the years?
Yes, there have been many a slogan, many a song. I love this song more than any of them, though. This was the best. Be a believer, man.
Yep, we all want to be a believer. And
absolutely. Yeah, look forward to getting together with you guys weekly. We're going to do trivia again or what? What's on tap?
Absolutely.
Yeah? Beautiful.
Where do you come up with those trivia questions every week on WEOL?
38 years of stuff in your head, man.
I mean, I'm driving into work. I'm going, where did Bobby D come up with that one?
Yeah, in 38 years of just mindless.
Yes, Elias calls Bob.
Throw it in your head.
and by the way, before we let Bobby go, for a guy that knows Italian food pretty well, I would think, how about oregano's?
Yeah, oregano's was good. That, you know, that came into play in Goodyear after I had left. It was, you know, opened up, what, at the second last week of March last year at the end of spring training. We had some fun. There was some food at that table, wasn't there?
Oh,
I mean, people ordering their own deep dish pizzas for one. It's like, are you kidding me? Eight slices of guys eat two, but everybody's got pizza. I'm sure the hotel you guys are staying at smells like oregano.
Floor number two has nothing but a garlic smell as soon as you got off the elevator.
What, there was a pile of food for that. Those two tables that we had, they were unbelievable last night. But that's how you start spring training. There's no better way to start spring training than with an Italian feast.
Ray Horner, my good friend from WAKR down in Akron.
The man.
Yeah. He ordered some garlic toast. I think they brought him three loaves of bread.
Well, you ordered the bruschetta.
Yeah.
There was the fresh garden market tomatoes. There was like 10 pounds of tomatoes on that thing.
Somebody's garden is empty this morning.
Exactly. It was like, my goodness.
Yeah.
It's like the Last Supper, for goodness sake, that we were involved in.
It was good.
Yeah, there we go.
Good stuff.
Unbelievable.
Good stuff.
But that's the way that should start. But welcome to Goodyear, brother. And we're going to have fun this year. This is a baseball team that I think our fans really are going to enjoy. Again, you know, three straight winning seasons under our skipper, and we're looking forward to a real exciting baseball season.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Thanks for stopping by. I'm sure this isn't the first time we'll talk
to you. Craigie, Bruce, talk soon, baby.
All right, Bob. Speaking of skipper, we're going to have the elder statesman of the skippers, right? Mike Hargrove scheduling to
Grover just walked in the room. We'll have him in a little bit. Yep.
It's coming up here at WEOL as our Wahoo Week coverage continues.